Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Congressional Coal Caucus co-chairs lead bicameral effort to block Biden's power plant closure plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. In a bold move to counter the Biden administration's energy policies, the Congressional Coal Caucus co-chairs, Representatives Harriet Hageman, Carol Miller of West Virginia, Dan Muser of Pennsylvania, and Morgan Griffith of Virginia, have spearheaded a formal challenge against new regulations aimed at closing American power plants. Joined by Congressman Troy Balderson of Ohio and supported by 134 of their House colleagues, the group introduced a Congressional Review Act joint resolution of disapproval yesterday. According to the press release from Congresswoman Harriet Hageman's office, the co-chairs criticized the Biden administration's approach, stating, since Joe Biden took office, the EPA has been used to wage war on coal. Instead of increasing our coal supply, the Biden administration and Washington Democrats are shutting down domestic coal production in the name of their Green New Deal agenda. If this rule were to go into effect, the U.S. power grid would be far more susceptible to brownouts and blackouts, leaving the United States more vulnerable to our adversaries and degrading our constituents' quality of life. This CRA is necessary to overturn the rulemaking that will destroy coal demand in the United States. Echoing the House initiative, Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, the ranking member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, led 43 senators in introducing an identical resolution in the Senate, signaling a robust bicameral effort to block the EPA's regulations. The Congressional Coal Caucus, representing coal-producing states from both the East and West, remains committed to advocating for coal communities and ensuring the continuation of coal production in the United States. On April 25th, the EPA finalized the power plant rule, which critics claim will severely impact the U.S. electric grid, current coal-fired power plants, new natural gas-fired power plants, and overall energy production. Opponents argue that these rules violate the Clean Air Act, will raise energy prices and the cost of living, and lead to the shutdown of the majority of U.S. coal producers by 2032. County clerks reject Chuck Gray's directive to eliminate ballot drop boxes. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray issued a directive instructing the state's 23 county clerks to refrain from providing ballot drop boxes for the 2024 election. According to Cowboy State Daily, in a two-page letter, Gray rescinded a 2020 directive from former Secretary of State Ed Buchanan that allowed drop boxes due to COVID-19. Gray expressed his belief that drop boxes are not safe, secure, or legally justified for absentee voting. Despite this, many county clerks, led by Platte County Clerk Malcolm Irvin, disagreed, arguing it is within their discretion to use drop boxes and maintaining that they are legal and secure. Some counties still plan to offer drop boxes, with ongoing debate over the legality of the interpretation of election laws. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.